Now, the one that we're going to spend most of our time on is then a colloid, which is called either a colloidal solution. Sometimes it's called a sol or a liquid sol. Examples here then involve invariably the medium is a liquid, dispersion medium, and a phase, the dispersed phase, is a solid. So examples, the cell fluid that I just talked about before, when we're talking about blood, we were saying that the red blood cells then, those particles were in the right range, and the blood plasma then was the fluid that dispersed them. We looked inside a cell, we see the similar sort of thing. The fluid sitting inside a cell with our dispersion medium. The organelles sitting inside the cell then can be those particles which are the dispersed phase. Paints, our oil and our water-based paints, all we're doing is varying the nature of the medium. In an oil-based paint then we have got pigment particles which are solid, dispersed in oil as a dispersion medium. So those are enamels, and then your usual water-based paints then. It's water as a dispersion medium. So heading to the solids. So examples of solid foams. If the pumice has got the gas bubbles of the right size, then this would be an example of a solid foam. More classic example is polystyrene, where the size of the dispersed phase is in that right size range, and that we call a dispersed system. We can have solid emulsions. Jelly is an example. It's a liquid and a solid. We can have solid and solid sols. These guys here then, we've now got a dispersed phase, which is a solid, and a dispersion medium, which is a solid. Gold, ruby, glass is the classic, but I think pigmented plastics are probably an easy example for you guys to remember. So here we're saying that we have got a bulk plastic, which is the solid dispersion medium. Then we put some coloured particles into that plastic. Okay, so that's then a solid dispersed phase, dispersed into a solid dispersion medium. So this is going to be a nice easy question then in the first test where you have to describe, you know, I'll ask, give me an example of a solid emulsion and describe what exactly is a dispersed phase, what's the